Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 2nd of May 2021. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. This broadcast goes out on all repeaters over VK7 and on digital radio. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We also go out on high frequency courtesy of the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. RAOTC News. RAOTC broadcast for May. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for the 3rd of May 2021 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The first article could be dubbed Good Luck Aussie Built. Early next year, an Adelaide-based company plans to hit the market with a locally produced electric ute, spelt Y-E-U-T. It is expected to have a range of 100 to 200 kilometres. This is likely to be just one of many electric vehicles produced locally and from overseas in the near future. There will also be conversion kits for existing internal combustion engine vehicles. Watch this space. Resonance, friend or foe? An article penned by VK3CK describes the frightening effects of resonance in a ducted air cooling system at a power station and then in a masonry duct of another building, causing violent floor vibrations. Science history. Joan Eleanor, JS, the woman that never was. This article describes how a clandestine VHF radio system changed the outcome of World War II. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA-RTC statewide network or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC member stream or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. The date is May the 3rd and callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. That comes 73 from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. VK7 Broadcast News. Digital rebroadcasts. We thank Phil, VK3PG, for relaying the digital broadcasts on DMR and D-Star and for Roger, VK3KYY, for doing the callbacks for DMR Channel 5 whilst Clayton, VK7ZCR, is away. Clayton has taken a well-earned break over the last few weeks. If you listen on DMR Channel 5 or D-Star 91C and are able to take callbacks at the end of the broadcast, it would be appreciated and would give Clayton a rest sometimes. If you are in a position to take these callbacks, then please contact Clayton on email clayton708@gmail.com. And that's 73 from Clayton, VK7ZCR. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as of the 30th of April 2021 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reist members can collect their cards from the Domain Club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Thank you to all those amateurs who have been in touch. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group Luncheon. The club's winter luncheon was held on April the 24th at the Lighthouse Hotel at Ulverston. Members were greeted by social events organiser Kirsty, VK7FKKK, with a short address. Then a scrumptious meal and delicious desserts were enjoyed, as well as friendly banter was exchanged. Bob, VK7BY, entertained us with his memories as a British seaman and his antics as a young chap in England. Those who came thoroughly enjoyed themselves. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. At 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. We had another great attendance at coffee last Friday. Lots of banter, plenty of food to tuck into, and endless tea and coffee. A visit to the garage and big hall found many shoppers out in both locations buying up treasures. I wonder how many had to sneak their purchases inside their QTH quietly. I was thankful that the OM wasn't in attendance. We are now in May and the last month of autumn. How the year is flying by. Hopefully you all remember to vote yesterday. Otherwise, news is very limited this week, so it will basically be a reminder of coming events. But we do have a couple of items of interest. We noted back in the news of Sunday the 28th of March that member Lewis was travelling to Hobart to take his full call exams. Lewis advised us last Friday that he passed his advanced licence exam and is now waiting on his call sign to come through from ACMA. He is hoping he manages to get his preferred call sign. Congratulations, Lewis, from all your fellow members of NTARC. Last Saturday the 24th, Peter, VK7KPC, ventured from Evandale across the rail tracks and the mighty South Esk River to set up a portable station in Honeysuckle Banks for the AMRO weekend. Using a Clansman 5.4-metre portable fibreglass mast, an inverted V antenna was erected using Clansman wire elements. These have convenient metre markings, which makes it easier to unroll the elements to the length as noted on the PRC320 HF transceiver case. They are shorter than expected if using the normal calculations due to the excess wire length still on the wire reels. After coax was connected and antenna raised, the analyzer showed that it was a little short. Ends were close enough to the ground to be reached and length adjusted to give a good match. Transceiver connected and set to 7.125 MHz AM and 30 watts high power. Contacts were made with VK3DRT and VK2WD, who was using a BC348 receiver and a Collins ART13 transmitter, both of which are World War II vintage. An early start for Anzac Day services meant Peter packed up relatively early. A couple of contacts were made as AX7KPC mid-afternoon from home, again using the PRC320 on AM, but with station antenna which worked better than the previous day's attempt. He plans to try again next year, possibly with different antenna configurations. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Upcoming events. Tech Night, Wednesday the 5th of May at the NTARC Clubrooms, 19:30 until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. Slow Morse Course, Wednesday the 5th of May, second session. Your host and teacher is Nick, VK7WW. Frequencies and times are the same as were used by Nick for the previous Testnet and Technet. And if you have forgotten what they were, here they are. 1900 to 1930 on 3.58 MHz, and then at 1930 through to about 2030 on 3.567 MHz. So why not tune in and give it a try? By the end of each week between Morse code sessions, participants may have learned 12 characters. Then it's time to practice them on air. Nick will be explaining how to have a contact and the procedures and protocols. For those who may want some extra help, this website is reported as being very good. Tech Night, Wednesday, 19th of May at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. June General Meeting, Saturday the 12th of June, commencing at 1400, that's 2 p.m. Further information on this meeting will be advised in forthcoming weekly broadcast news. Coffee Mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, we have a few cards awaiting collection from past deliveries. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. That's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC, Inc. And now news from the South, from the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. May Presentation Night. This Wednesday night will be a wonderful presentation on lightning, whistlers and other phenomena by none other than Dr. Mike Groth, VK7MJ. While our army signallers in the trenches in France during the First World War were using early valve amplifiers to detect the earth currents generated by the field telephones in the enemy trenches, they discovered that the earth generated a range of strange audio frequency signals, including clicks, tweaks and whistling. These remained a scientific curiosity for almost 40 years until the International Geophysical Year in 1957-58. When they became a tool for exploring the electrical and magnetic properties of the Earth's magnetosphere before the development of specialised geophysical monitoring satellites in the 1970s. This should be another fascinating presentation from Mike, and is this Wednesday night, May the 5th, 2021, and starts at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and will be streamed via the Reist YouTube channel. See you there. At 73 from the Reist Committee. June Presentation Night. Our June Presentation Night will be on the 2nd of June and will be given by Mike, VK7DMH, who will be describing his experiences receiving and decoding weather, commercial and amateur satellite signals. This will include the hardware, software and antennas that he used for this project and will be discussed and used in this presentation. This should be another fascinating presentation not to be missed. Starts at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and will be streamed via the Reist YouTube channel. See you there. 73 from the Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Training and Assessments. Reist's next Foundation Training and All License Assessment Day is next Saturday the 29th of May 2021 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then grab your copy of the Foundation License Manual from the Caltech Service Station on the corner of Amy Street and Main Road, Moona, for $35 cash, and please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you will be coming along by phoning 0417 391607 or email assessor@reist.asn.au. Check out the Reist Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. At 73 Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. There was a burn-off up on the Queen's Domain that prevented us from accessing the Reist DATV studio on the night, so the program came from the shack of Justin VK7TW. We started with a segment from the $50 ham, Dan Maloney, who has built a WSPR beacon on 20 metres using an SI5351 DDS chip, I2C driven, with EtherKit library and an Arduino. It has a 13 milliwatt output. We then went into the first GNO Radio Companion workshop, focusing on installing and familiarisation of the GRC environment. Thanks to Rex VK7MO, who put Justin onto this resource from the US Microwave Update, the MUD Conference 2019 workshop, which is https://www.ntms.org/. GRC is an open source SDR development environment / toolkit. It is based on Python and C++, which you don't need to know to use. Python is used for interconnects, graphics and management, and C++ is used for the high-speed DSP functions, buffers and I/O. GRC is a graphical user interface and can compile to Python or C++. You build a flow graph in GRC and then compile it to run. The installer installs all the Python and C++ elements required. There are some limitations. Must be an x86-64-type processor, not an ARM, and the pre-compiled MSI version is available for download. Limitation is that the image only supports radios the maintainer chooses to include, and it is hard to add new modules or radios, and this is a trade-off. When you install, you will find it installs both 3.7 and 3.8. Justin then went through some concepts. The first was throttles. Where there is no source of timing, there needs to be a throttle. For example, sound card and radios are sources of real timing, need a throttle. Throttle is used to prevent the CPU maxing out. GRC will warn when you need a throttle. Throttles are used in any data path. Justin then went through the GRC interface, test drive, open, and the toolbar. New, open, save, compile, run, and block search. Console screen and variable values, config values, and error messages. We loaded the first exercise and went through the block that are used. We then compiled and saw what the result was. The compiled flowchart in Python can be executed from the GNU Radio Python command line. There was another concept of blue connectors on blocks, which equals type complex, single precision float 32 INQ, whereas orange connectors on blocks equals type single precision float 32 real. Justin then outlined what the next workshop will cover on May the 12th. We also signalled that the May the 12th DATV Experimenters Night will be an LCD monitor conversion to LED light panels workshop with Ron Cullen. Bring along your old broken LCD monitors and we will help you convert them to lighting panels. We finish with reminders about future presentations. In May, Mike Groth, VK7NJ, on lighting, whistlers and other phenomenon. And in June, Mike Hawkins, VK7DMH, on satellite communications and antennas. The night was streamed and is available on the Reist YouTube channel. We get back underway in a fortnight after the presentation night. Keep an eye on the Reist Facebook events for more details. That's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Technology news. King Island connectivity upgrade to include 110km radio link across Bass Strait. Telstra Mobile Network to get a boost from the $9.8 million project to provide 6-fold upgrade to King Island connectivity. When completed, a 110km radio link from King Island back to Victoria's Surf Coast will be the longest such link over water in the Telstra network, the company said on Friday. The new link is part of the $9.8 million connectivity upgrade for King Island that will see the island get a 6-fold improvement in bandwidth. The project will see two new mobile sites, two new small cell sites and LTE upgrades at another 3 sites, as well as 37 kilometres of fibre laid on the island. Money for the upgrade was coughed up by Telstra, King Island Council, Tasmanian Government and the Commonwealth's Regional Connectivity Program, the RCP. Last week, the government announced it had selected 81 sites for its regional connectivity program, but did not name them. When announcing the upgrade on Friday, Communications Minister Paul Fletcher failed to acknowledge the presence or monetary input of anyone not in the federal government. Revealing a touch more information on some of the successful RCP sites, the minister said $8 million of the fund was earmarked for 5 projects in Tasmania. Improving bandwidth to 9 regional schools, a connectivity upgrade in Jeeveston, improving mobile coverage in Jericho, and a connectivity boost at Green Hill Observatory to enhance Australia's sovereign space capability. Work is due to start on the King Island project before the year is out. That's sourced from the ZDNet IT web eZine. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday, at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday coffee sessions, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night sessions, Wednesday the 5th and the 19th of May, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston. NTARC Slow Morse training, Wednesday the 5th of May, on TechNet frequencies. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. That's 146.625 MHz, 141.3 tone. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 10:30 UTC. That's 20:30 local. Northwest Tasmania 2-metre DX Net, 144.190 USB. That's upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGs Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the Club Rooms, also on DVB-TRF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily at 3.64 MHz, will commence at 5 p.m. from Monday the 19th of April. And events. Reist, 5th of May, Lightning Whistlers and Other Phenomena with Dr. Mike Groth, VK7MJ, from 7:30 p.m. VK, 17th of May, World Telecommunications Day, use of AX instead of VK in your call sign. Reist, 2nd of June, Satellites and Satellite Antennas with Mike Hawkins, VK7DMH, from 7:30 p.m. NTARC, the 12th of June, meeting from 2 p.m. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreaders, VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to VK7TR and TVG, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio, Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7DG. 40 metres, VK7TPE. 20 metres, VK7ALH. 10 metres, VK7JGD. DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star. Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters. VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 9:30 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, it's 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.